This is CliffCentral.com.
I was at the airport on Monday, and I saw this new campaign by Coronation, which I thought was very clever. They've got, you know how people put these Instagram pictures up of how great their lives are? But you don't actually see, like, what they frame is just the part they want you to see. And meanwhile,
of course,
what's going on just around that is not necessarily what they're showing you.
What, and with filters in play?
Yeah, like, exactly.
Everybody's got flawless skin.
Right. Seen and unseen is what they call it. So they've got a woman who, like, is dressed to the nines, and she's standing next to this horse, and she says, "I'm in the paddock at the enclosure of the Durban July." But then you zoom out and you can see, like, she's actually just at a stable yard somewhere.
And Edinanda.
Like, petting someone's horse.
So
sad. They show these people with their beautiful garden behind them, but actually they're in a, like, nursery when you zoom out. And, you know, they've got all these brilliant things. This woman who's doing, like, a headstand. But actually, when they zoom out, her friend is holding up her feet.
Oh, yeah, and they want to do their headstand and post it on social media, like, hashtag namaste.
Right.
Me and my yoga. Guys, yoga, come on.
Meanwhile,
we must have that conversation one day.
So I love these ads, and it got me interested. I have met, full disclosure, I've met with the boss of marketing at Coronation. And she is, I mean, she's hilarious. And she also believes, like I do, that people don't really say what they mean. The heard and unheard, like the seen and unseen. Mm. Like when people say to you, and we got into this conversation the other day, when people say to you, "Oh, we should really get together."
Mm-mm.
Ooh, Joburgism.
That is
the Joburgism of notes.
Yes.
Let's have coffee sometime.
The biggest lie in Johannesburg.
You've never, ever met anyone who said that to you that you really wanted to see, or who really wanted to see you.
What's the truth you behind that?
What happened? Okay, so the truth, let's be honest, the truth of this is, when someone says to you, "Oh, we should really get together," what they mean is, "I haven't seen you in ages. It's kind of an uncomfortable surprise that I'm seeing you now.
Yeah.
I need to say something.
I need to go now.
Yeah, let me get away from this situation." So it's exactly the opposite of what you're saying.
Mm.
And we say this is considered polite. It's not good. You know when people are talking to you and they go, "Blah, blah, 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 blah." The truth is.
So let me be honest with you.
There we go. So
the thing is, I do say that.
What?
So
what is that? What does that mean? Does that mean that up to where you said, "Let me be honest with you," everything was just bollocks? You made it up?
I think in my case, it means what I'm trying to say is.
Yeah.
The summary of everything that I've just said is. The truth is.
And when you must, listen, if you have any idea of what we're talking about here, you'll know that there are things that people say, and I think words really matter.
Yeah.
I think it's actually massively important that we say what we mean, because this is where communication gets derailed. And Pumi, we've spoken about this millions of times. Pumi's worked with people in HR situations and in training and in big deals and so on. And when you don't say what you mean,
you cock it all up.
Exactly. Right. It goes everywhere. Right? Because words actually have power. I mean, not to get too philosophical about this, but the Bible starts off with, "In the beginning there was
the word. And the word was," come on, Sia. Preacher's son here. Preacher's son. Come on.
"And the word was
God.
With God.
And God was the word."
Now that means, I mean, if the most well-read, most sold book in human history.
And most stolen.
And most stolen book in human history, which tells you a whole other seen and unseen, starts off with this: do you actually realize the power of what you do every time you open your mouth and say something? Mm. Like, you've got to mean what you say.
So, you know, Maya Angelou, who didn't speak for many, many years, because she actually thought that her words are what had killed a man.
As a young
right?
child. Yes.
She is very famously quoted as saying, again, the thing about words, that words, you must be careful about the words that you use. Not just... and the words that you allow in your home, even.
Uh-huh.
Because they have so much power, they seep into everything. They seep into your walls, into your clothes, and into you, she says. You know, so eventually they'll seep into you. Because that's, and one day we'll be able to measure the power of words. We can't right now, but there will come a time when we're able to actually measure what that weight is and that power is.
You need to be able to back it up.
And words do that.
Maybe we'll all go quiet like Maya Angelou.
Yeah. Yeah, but sure. She got quiet and then she never stopped talking when she did start.
Well, if you can think of an example, and it's not going to take you long because it didn't take us long to think of one, of what you say sometimes that you don't mean.
Mm.
Or what other people have said to you, and you can tell instantly they don't mean it either. It's something I want to talk about for the next few days, and you can send us your thoughts on this. Hashtag let's be honest. And we want to talk about this and figure out what the things are that we need to stop saying. Like, let's clean up our language to the point where we actually are understood properly.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I've got one.
Go okay. on.
I'm fine.
I'm fine. Yeah. And I've got to say, it's mostly...
And that one also depends on how you say it. You know, sometimes you're like, I'm fine.
You said it with that loaded emotion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I've been thinking a lot about that one because I think it's like the Instagram thing. Everybody kind of says, I'm fine.
Yeah.
And they put it all out there.
Mm. Right.
But ain't
back
nobody
at the ranch,
fine.
It's not happening.
Ain't nobody yeah. fine. If we look around us, see the things that we're seeing, the things people put themselves through. I mean, what's her name? The musician that committed suicide not so long ago.
Amy Winehouse? Shame, she's been 8 years sober, by the way. Let's give her a round of applause.
I'm not.
Oh, no? No, okay.
But all of that. I mean, but people say I'm fine all the time.
Right.
Mm.
And meanwhile, they're not.
Oh, don't worry, Sispum. Let's just have this conversation over coffee.
So if you want to join in this conversation, you can join us by letting us know what your pet peeve is when people say things that they don't mean. And just hashtag it.
What's
with,
that hashtag
let's
again?
Let's be honest. All right? See if you can add that into your feed today, whether it's on Twitter or Instagram or anywhere else. And we'll add it to our little list because I'm going to compile a list and we're going to stop using the words that we don't actually mean.
Yeah.
Stop saying things that we don't really mean to say. All right. All
this,
of that
this
is part,
a public service announcement.
Yeah, it's all part of life. It's also a large part of investing. If you're looking to invest your money long term, choose the people who believe in trust above everything else. Ask your financial advisor about Coronation because I saw their ads. That's what triggered this whole discussion. And if you want to join in on it, let's be honest is the hashtag. And we're going to talk about this over the next couple of days.
The Money Magnet Seminar with successful multimillionaire Chad Ingle is coming to Joburg.
So that Chad can continue being a multimillionaire with your help.
Learn Chad's Money Magnet secrets to attract wealth.
Secrets like attracting money with pricey seminar tickets and a 6-book series.
It's difficult to trust nowadays. At Coronation, we believe that without honesty, there can be no trust. That's why when it comes to investing your money, we take everything into account. The seen and unseen. Ask your financial advisor about Coronation or visit our website for more information. Coronation. Trust is earned. Coronation is an authorized FSP.
This is CliffCentral.com.